Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix, a Netflix original series. The caption, Monday AF, is added to a dour-faced Hastygram selfie posted by Frankie.
And Frankie's a horse.
What are you talking about?
Everyone's faces is either a bird, a horse, or a muffin, and I'm a muffin. What's happening?
I think Lola's having a stroke.
Frankie, do you have a second?
The counselor approaches.
Oh, is this about my essay? I know my thesis wasn't the strongest.
I just want to check and make sure that you're doing okay.
Was it really that bad?
No, it's about your socials. After everything that's happened, the administration's trying to keep an eye on kids who seem to be struggling a little.
Wait, you think I'm struggling?
You've been posting a lot of sad pics, stories, tweets.
You guys follow all that stuff?
I know breakups are hard. And now that Jonah's dating Grace, it just...
I'm totally fine. I'm fine.
Well, if you ever need to talk, you know where to find me.
Mm-hmm. Frankie turns back to Shay and Lola.
What was that about?
She was worried about me. Apparently I'm high risk because of the stuff I put online. But you know the administration looks at our socials?
Okay, but maybe she has a point. I mean, your feed's been kind of depressing lately.
Shay calls up Frankie's gloomy photo stream on her phone.
I'm going through a breakup, but it's not like scary sad, it's just regular sad.
And that's why you're losing the breakup.
What does that even mean?
Okay, Jonah's got a new girlfriend and Frankie's been moping around online. You have to show him what he's missing, how happy and awesome you are.
But I'm neither of those things.
Okay. Could you tell that I was going through a breakup with Tiny?
No, you look great in all these.
So what, I fake it till I make it?
Exactly.
Frankie hangs back, checking her phone and looking miserable as her friends continue down the hallway. Photos and videos of the diverse group of Degrassi teens appear in blocks, then within text messages and phone apps. The title appears on a social media page next to a photo of all the teens together. Degrassi, next class. The quote below reads, I know I can make it through. Words appear, hashtag get money. Written by Courtney Jane Walker, directed by Stefan Brogren. Two young children run through an apartment where Saad grabs plates of food from the fridge. A girl in a headscarf watches him.
Waffles.
La enna ma fe protein.
Oh, can you use your camera to take a picture of me to send to Karim in London? And with luck, I miss home so much.
I can't right now. I have to finish my homework before school.
Liar, you always finish your homework the night before.
She glares at him.
I'm going to go get your camera and I'll just do it myself.
Abrallah!
She goes into a bedroom. He hangs his head and sets the plates on the table. Abra returns, holding Saad's broken camera.
Saad?
Please don't tell Omi and Abi.
Why? What happened?
Some guy at school.
Broke your camera? That's bullying. You need to tell someone.
I don't want to cause trouble. Omi and Abi have enough on their minds. It's complicated.
She glowers sternly.
I punched back.
Saad!
I lost control.
Omi and Abi will find out eventually.
Not if I can get the money to have it fixed.
And how are you going to do that?
I'll figure it out. Dear, still interested in those waffles?
Abra grins. Now, in the school gym, Shay does sprints with the other girls as their coach times them. Grimacing, she stops mid-sprint.
All right, take a break, ladies.
Am I still at 9?
Yeah.
I need to get to 10 if I want any chance of getting scouted by a good school.
Don't be so hard on yourself. Girls often slow down for a year or two while their bodies change.
I don't have a year or two. Is there anything I can do to speed up? Anything at all?
Well, some athletes use supplements like creatine, beta-ionine to help them build muscle, but they're very expensive, and I wouldn't necessarily
recommend.
We're talking in the hundreds.
She bites her lip.
Listen, just keep working hard, and eventually you'll get there.
She looks across the gym and sees Tiny. He walks over to her.
You know if I had any cash, I'd give it to you. I know how important it is for you to get scouted this year.
If I don't improve, there's no way I'm getting into a Division I school next year, which means my career as a competitive athlete is over.
So what do we do?
Get a job, I guess.
Then what about training?
Well, I can sleep when I'm dead, or after I get a track scholarship.
With his arm wrapped around her shoulder, they leave the gym. Later in the hallway, Saad ducks into a classroom. He waits a moment, breathing heavily. He peeks back out at Zig and Tiny, who pass. Saad then continues into class, taking a seat near Lola, Shay, and Frankie.
A drumming festival.
It sounds smelly. Ugh, it'll be totally fun. And it's the perfect opportunity to take some not-sad photos for my socials. You were the ones who said I needed to show Jonah all the awesome stuff I'm doing so I can win the breakup.
Because that's a healthy way of thinking about it. Besides, no can do. I have to train.
And I have to help my dad find a new busboy.
Wait, you're hiring? Can I have the job?
You want to bus tables?
I really need the money.
Okay, then come by for a chow shift tonight.
Saad perks up.
I have to make sure you can do the job.
Can anyone apply?
Well, yeah, it's a free country. Oh, sorry, is that offensive?
He shakes his head.
Wait, then who's going to come with me?
Later, a group of young adults are gathered in the woods. Frankie arrives with Hunter.
This is awesome!
This is a nightmare. I cannot believe I let you rope me into this.
The amount of times I've lied to Mom for you, you owe me.
Don't care. Hard pass on all of this. Good thing I brought a contingency plan.
Wait.
He carries a laptop.
Seriously? You're not gonna take pictures with me?
Nope.
Well, I can't take photos by myself, then I'm just gonna seem lame and lonely.
Go forth and frolic. Maybe you'll find another granola weirdo to help you out.
Frankie? Frankie, over here!
She turns with a smile and heads to Zig and Esme, who sit on a blanket.
Hey, guys.
I need a second opinion. Can you please tell Zig he looks hot in this outfit?
I look ridiculous.
Let the lady decide.
I don't know. I think it kind of goes well with the black eye.
Told you. You here by yourself?
No, I'm... Yeah, I'm totally alone. It's just me.
Come here with us.
Really? I don't want to intrude.
Yeah, the more the merrier.
Meanwhile, at the Mexican restaurant...
Okay, now stack the plates on your arms.
All of them.
The world record is 30.
The girls wear fuchsia-colored t-shirts that say Lola's Cantina. Shay puts one empty plate in her fingers and another in the crook of her arm. She tries to balance a third but loses her grip. Saad, also sporting a Lola's Cantina shirt, rushes up from behind them and sweeps up the mess.
Damn, boy, you're good.
I bust tables at the restaurant back home.
What is he doing here?
Trying out for the job, Dodoy.
Him? Honey says he punched Zig. You can't hire him.
Okay, well, get better at stacking plates and maybe I won't have to.
I can get better. Okay, I promise, but I really need this job.
Lola averts her gaze.
I'll talk to my dad, okay? Just try to make it through the rest of your shift without dropping anything else.
Shay stares down nervously. Back at the drum festival in the woods, Esme takes a picture of Frankie and Zig, who wears a leather vest over his bare chest.
Closer! Closer!
Frankie hugs Zig.
Aw, you're so cute. Aren't you cute?
Yeah, I'd say so.
He checks his phone. His face falls.
That's Tiny. I gotta go. That dude that gave me black eyes at Lola's gave me a shirt.
What? No. At least one of you has to stay.
You say I can handle it.
You sure?
Yeah.
Don't worry. We can have fun without him.
Meanwhile, at Lola's Cantina, Saad busses a table. He spies Tiny entering, and he turns away. Lola supervises Shay and Saad.
Great work, you two.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Well, you were awesome, and Shay, you were spilling less by the end.
Lola pulls cash from her pocket and splits it between Saad and Shay.
You work, so we pay. Do you think this is a 19th century workhouse?
Big grin.
Thank you again. I would really, really like to work here.
Well, I'll talk to my dad and I'll let you know, okay?
Saad anxiously gazes at Shay talking with Tiny. Lola notices.
Are you okay?
Yes, absolutely. Have a good night.
He grabs his things.
Waitressing is so tough. I'm tipping way better from now on.
Saad quickly exits.
Hold on a second, okay? We'll be right back.
Tiny pats Shay on the arm and follows Saad outside.
Hey! Hey!
Saad ignores him and keeps walking. He rounds a corner into an alley where Zig awaits.
You know, it's not polite to ignore someone when they're talking to you.
Zig and Tiny surround him.
I'm just trying to get home. I don't want any trouble.
Oh, well, you should have thought about that before you gave me this black eye.
You need to stay away from us and our friends.
I don't have to listen to anything you say. Now get out of my way.
What are you going to do, sucker punch me again?
Saad smirks.
I get it. You're all tough now that you've got your friend here.
You want to find out how tough?
They lock eyes. Saad is first to look away. Holding his angry gaze downward, he walks around Zig and leaves. Zig and Tiny watch him walk away.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Back at the festival, Esme and Frankie sit on the blanket taking selfies together. They're all smiles until Frankie spots Jonah.
Oh my God, that's Jonah. What should I do? Should I go talk to him? How do I look? Should I go talk to him though? Like, what should I do? How do I look?
First you should breathe.
Esme takes Frankie's hands and they stand. She fluffs Frankie's loose brown curls.
Okay, and now go talk to him.
Frankie turns toward Jonah with a radiant smile, which turns to a scowl when Grace walks up to him and they kiss. Frankie storms toward them, Esme on her tail. Hunter looks up from his laptop and takes off a pair of gaming headphones. Grace and Jonah's kiss parts, and they gaze over to see Frankie glaring.
Frankie.
You are such a piece of crap.
What are you doing here?
What are you doing here, me? I know you were sneaking around behind my back, and I asked you about it, and you lied.
I never lied.
Everything we've been through, and that's all you have to say.
Nothing that I ever did was good enough for you. Okay, clearly breaking up didn't even change that.
Maybe I should go get snacks.
No, forget it. I'll go.
She takes a few steps and stops, spying the guitar she bought Jonah. She grabs it.
What are you doing?
This is a really nice guitar. An awesome girlfriend must have bought it for you.
She turns the guitar upside down, holding it by the neck.
Frankie!
She whacks it against a tree. Grace and Jonah raise their hands to their faces as they watch. Esme, grinning, records it all on her phone.
What is your problem?
You have to be you!
The guitar is destroyed. Hunter and the rest of the crowd look on. Frankie notices everyone's eyes on her, then turns and bolts. Hunter goes after her. Now in the lounge area inside the school, Saad takes pictures of Abra.
Good. Very good. Very good. Lean to your right.
Okay.
There.
She poses very atop good. Two yes. angled support beams that meet at the floor, creating a V.
Go, go. Come down, come down.
Saad waves students by them. Abra hops down, striking a new pose in front of a green sign bearing the school crest with orange letters encircling it that read Degrassi Community School.
Look at that.
I'm so glad they got their camera fixed. Karima is going to love these. I want her to see how happy we are here.
Are you happy?
Why wouldn't I be? It's awesome here.
Disagree.
Maybe you'd have more fun if you stop being so grumpy all the time.
I'm not the problem.
Lola taps his shoulder. He whips around.
Did you think I was?
He softens.
No one. I just... I'm sorry.
It's okay. I just want to let you know that you got the job.
I did?
Yeah, you totally kicked butt.
Thank you so much. But I can't accept.
Abra grabs at him. He holds her off.
What? Why not?
I've made some enemies here. And I don't want to cause trouble for you.
Enemies? Oh, you mean Zig and Tiny. I'm not scared of those idiots.
I don't think they would be very happy if I took the job.
I'm not gonna let some bully stop me from hiring the right person. You said you really need the work.
I do.
Then don't let those dum-dums stop you. Plus, if you say no, I'm gonna have to hire Shay. She's gonna put us out of business.
He grins.
Take that as a yes?
How can I ever thank you?
By being the best busboy Lola's Cantina's ever seen. And maybe a box of jelly beans.
Lola heads off. Abra folds her arms and smirks at her brother.
See? Maybe it's not so bad here after all.
They share a smile. Later in the gym.
Thank you, ladies. We'll see you tomorrow.
Shay stops running and sits on the stage. Tiny enters and goes to her.
No faster, huh?
My whole future is resting on tenths of a second. I need to figure out a way to pay for those supplements.
What about the cash you got from the training shift?
Not nearly enough. I need to be able to keep affording them.
Tiny sighs and stares at the floor.
What?
Lola gave Saad the job. I heard them talking this morning.
Seriously?
Shay, I've been waiting in the car for 15 minutes.
Sorry, Mom.
Hi, Miss Powers. How was work?
Long. This kid swallowed a battery. It came out, thank God, without too much damage to his insides.
Sweet. I'll see you tomorrow.
Shay rises, addressing her mom.
You know how I was saying I need to become the fastest in the school to get a chance at a good scholarship?
Uh-huh.
Well, there are these supplements Mr. Armstrong told me about.
I'm sorry, we can't afford anything like that. They cost $200 or $300 a month.
I need to get faster. It's my only shot, and I'm almost there.
Well, then you're just gonna have to train.
I do train. More than anyone else. It's not enough. What was the point of me working so hard? A stupid puberty was gonna mess everything up.
Shay!
No, you promised that if I work harder than everyone else, I can achieve anything that I want. Well, you lied. Everyone lied.
Honey, I wish I could help you out. But don't worry, because if I know you, you'll find another way.
Now, at the Hollingsworth house, Frankie sits at the kitchen counter, sipping a drink as her brothers come downstairs.
So is Esme your new BFF?
What? Wait, how do you know that?
Because your escapades are posted all over the internet, dumbass.
Hunter shows her his phone. A video of Frankie smashing the guitar plays on Esme's Hastygram page.
And what is your problem?
It has to be you!
Cannot believe you abandoned me for those losers.
Oh, God, do you think Mom's seen these?
I sure have.
Okay, I can explain.
Why you destroyed Jonah's guitar?
It was his fault. He showed up with Grace and he was looking all happy, and the whole point of me going was to show him how happy I am.
That must have been hard.
It was. And I just feel like no matter what I do, I'm doomed to be miserable.
That's not true, but you are doomed to be grounded.
That's unfair. You never grounded Miles for any of the crazy stuff he did.
That's because I'm not dumb enough to put photos of me all over the internet.
Fine, whatever. After this, no one will want to hang out with me anyway. I'm such a loser.
I can't argue with that.
She chucks a bagel at him. He catches it and takes a bite.
And as for the guitar, you're going to give Jonah the money to pay for it.
No, Mom, no.
Yes, Frankie, yes. Do it today.
Their mom goes upstairs. Frankie sulks.
Yeah, that's what you get for hanging out with crazy Esme.
She was the one who posted that stuff?
Who else?
And here I was thinking she was actually being a friend.
Back at the cantina.
You didn't even tell me yourself.
I was scared you'd be mad.
I am mad. You know I need that money.
I can't just give you a job you're bad at.
You can give it to some guy you don't even know? He punched Zig, Lola.
Because Zig went after him first.
So that makes it okay.
No, but... Okay, how about some free nachos instead? And then maybe I can help you find a job you are qualified for? One sec. Te di cuidado con la freidora nueva!
Lola goes into a back room, leaving a tip jar full of cash on a supply table. Shay eyes it, stepping closer. Checking no one's watching, she sticks her hand in the jar and grabs the cash. Shay hurries off. Now, outside the school, Frankie carries an envelope of cash. She looks from the money to Jonah, who sits on a picnic table writing in a notebook. Frankie starts toward him, but stops, seeing Grace join him. Grace sits on the seat between his legs, and Jonah folds his arms around her, leaning his face against hers.
Nope.
I don't understand. Why is she destroying that musical instrument?
She's crazy.
Behind Frankie, Goldie and Rasha watch the video on Goldie's phone. Then Frankie spots Esme and stomps toward her. Esme looks up to find Frankie angrily staring at her.
So, what are we doing tonight?
Oh, I'm not here to make plans. I'm here to yell at you.
Why?
For posting all that stuff. I got in so much trouble.
Someone's being a little dramatic.
I'm grounded, and everyone's laughing at me.
Not everyone.
Esme shows Frankie her phone.
500 likes, tons of comments. People think you're totally badass.
I'm sure it says badass and not pathetic.
I wish I did that to my ex's car. Taylor Swift made an entire career off of her exes. You really think she cares what people she went to high school with are saying about her?
Yes.
Esme cocks her head.
I have to give Jonah money for his guitar, but the thought of speaking to him makes me want to barf.
Then keep the cash. We'll go get massages.
This is a great idea, except if my mom found out, she would kill me.
Then we just need to find a way to get in the money that makes you feel awesome.
Esme grabs her by the hand and pulls her along. Now at the cantina, a patron drops their sunglasses.
Here.
Saad picks them up.
Let me help you. Enjoy your meal.
Saad, can I talk to you?
Should I have offered to clean his sunglasses before giving them back?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I'm sorry, I just want to do the best job for you.
Too late. You're fired.
What?
The tips are missing.
And you think I took them?
Well, we haven't had a problem before you started.
I would never steal from you.
Wouldn't you say that if you had taken it?
There must be another explanation.
Not one I can find.
I thought you were different. But you're judgmental and small-minded like everyone else here.
Lola gapes and turns her back to him, walking away, leaving Saad to brood. Meanwhile, sitting on a sidewalk bench outside a store that sells fresh produce, Shay stares at a shopping cart page of a vitamin supplement website on her phone. The price reads $319.99. Shay puts the phone in her purse with the stolen tip money. Her fingers linger, touching multiple $20 bills. Shay's eyes lift from her purse and gaze off contemplatively. Now at the dot, Jonah sits just inside the door. Frankie and Esme observe from outside.
There he is.
Is this a totally stupid idea?
No, I promise you it's not. People are gonna love it. Ready?
Esme lingers outside recording as Frankie, wearing skin-tight black pants, a shiny gold tank top, and heels, steps in. Jonah. He looks up.
Frankie?
I have something for you.
Frankie pulls out a stack of cash and swipes bills off the top toward Jonah one at a time.
What the hell?
Oh, it's for a new guitar. So you can pay for a date. For once in your life.
He looks her up and down as she struts out.
That was totally badass. Okay, posted.
The girls beam, snapping a selfie. Esme kisses Frankie's cheek.
Oh my god.
Back at Lola's cantina, Shay walks in and spies the empty tip jar where she left it. She checks the coast is clear, then puts cash back into the tip jar. Behind her, Lola steps out of a back room carrying food.
Seriously?
I was just...
Putting back the money you stole.
Yeah?
I fired Saad because I thought he took it. Everyone's gonna think I'm a racist employer now.
I'm so, so sorry.
Why would you do that?
I have to pay for these supplements. It's the only way I'm gonna get fast enough to get scouted, because if I don't get scouted this year, that's it. The thing I've wanted my entire life just goes away.
You're lucky I love you so much.
Wait, you're not gonna tell?
Did you put all the money back?
Yeah, plus an extra 20 for my birthday money.
Lola delivers the food.
Okay, well, I don't wanna get you into trouble, and I know how much this running thing means to you.
It doesn't even matter. I'm toast unless I can get an extra edge.
Maybe I can help.
You're gonna give me the job?
Oh, hell no, you're terrible, but I will lend you the money, at least for the first month.
A smile begins to form on Shay's face.
Really? Even after what I did?
Well, what can I say? I'm a saint.
I love you too.
They hug. Lola pulls back.
But you have to promise that I get to design your athletic wear line when you become a famous Olympian.
Yes, deal.
Okay.
They embrace again. Meanwhile, at Saad's family's apartment, Abra hops off a bunk bed and walks past her younger brother and sister, who sit on an adjacent twin bed and play with toys. She goes into the main room where Saad sits dejectedly.
I sent Karima the photos. She says my school is way nicer than hers. She's totally jealous of how awesome it is here.
I don't know about that.
Well, I'd rather be here than in Joma.
Abra returns to the bedroom. Saad, doing his homework, sets down a pencil. He picks up his phone from the table. He types into a travel website, searching flights from Toronto to Damascus. The results of the search read, "No flights found at this time." He then clicks a button to change the destination, searching now for flights to Istanbul. He scrolls the results, bringing up a list of several one-way and return trip flight options. Among the search results is a yellow pop-up ad. It reads, "Homesick? Click here." He taps the pop-up and a new web page opens to a discussion thread in English and Arabic. The messages read things like, "Don't let them get to you," "My teachers see I'm struggling and want me to see my school counselor," and "I'm already failing school." A relieved smile works its way to his face. Cut to black. The stories and events portrayed are fictitious, and no reference is intended to any actual person. The name and mark Degrassi and associated names and marks are trademarks and registered trademarks of Epitome Pictures Incorporated, used under license. Copyright 2017 DHX Degrassi Productions XVI Incorporated. All rights reserved. Over white, block letters surrounded with blue read, DHX Media. DHX Media is a registered trademark of DHX Media Limited. Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix.